Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Today, government IT executives must remain true to their agency's strategic intent while addressing many challenges in the government IT landscape. Among those challenges are constrained budgets, rapid technological advancements, and new government mandates. Like most federal agencies, the Federal Communications Commission has sought to meet these challenges head-on, and to do that requires a strong mission support infrastructure. Specifically, it is an information technology core that supports the FCC's strategic goals while keeping an eye on the improvement of operational efficiencies and smarter resource management. What is the FCC's information technology strategy? How is the FCC keeping apace with transformative IT advances? What is the FCC doing to advance its use of enterprise services and collaborative work options? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, David Bray, Chief Information Officer at the Federal Communications Commission. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
David, I'd like to kick off our conversation with some context. Would you provide us with a brief overview of the history, mission, and overall size of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission?
Sure. So the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, we were founded in 1934, so we actually just celebrated our 80th anniversary. And our mission is everything involving the public infrastructure involved with communications, so wired or wireless. My own particular role is that of Chief Information Officer, a CIO. And so I came into the role about now 10 months ago. And upon my arrival, sort of listening and learning to people, they had had about 9 CIOs in about 8 years.
Wow.
And so there had been a lot of turnover with the team. Not all of them had been permanent. Some had been acting. So the first thing I needed to do was trying to listen to the team as well as listen to the 18 different bureaus and offices. The Federal Communications Commission has 18 different bureaus and offices. We're only about 1,750 people. And one of the things I was sort of surprised to discover was that we had 207 different systems for those 1,750 people. So that they often say like being a CIO is driving a used car off the lot and eventually stopping it, taking a look at the hood and saying, what did I actually buy? That's what I bought. So where we're going now with that is trying to prioritize which one of those systems we need to adjust and sort of modernize first. Because the other thing I discovered was, and this was done back in 2012, the assessment of those 207 systems, more than 40% of them in 2012 were more than 10 years old. And there's been no new investment in systems since 2012 because we had sequestration. So we can assume by now that number is even higher for the number of systems that are more than 10 years old. And so what I'd like to do and what we're trying to do with the team is we're working to try and identify the different data sources that are in those 207 different systems and have at least one single data mart for the FCC that actually points to where that data is, ideally starts to index it, and maybe long-term pulls that data in and it's actually hosted in the cloud. Because what's really important is actually the data. We can actually do new user interfaces. We can do new code. But really, we got to maintain that data because that's actually, you know, that's a lifetime of history for the FCC. And so moving forward, that's our goal of trying to modernize the FCC and how we want to move forward.
Yeah, so that's a good introduction. And you kind of hinted at your specific roles and responsibilities as CIO. Could you give us maybe a high-level overview of what you actually do on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. Probably the initial high-level overview is it's 80% people, 20% technology. And what I would say is I do two things. One, it's digital diplomat. So I work with the 18 different bureaus and offices, try to actually identify where there might be opportunities where they could work together on similar IT efforts, as well as sort of beginning to help them sort of think through what they want to do and how they actually want to use IT to actually advance their mission. I'm a big believer that actually we should set our goals. My goals as CIO and with the team, we have 7 different tracks, and we actually specifically align those tracks to mission outcomes. And so IT is actually an enabler of the mission. The other thing that I do is actually serve as human flak jacket. I've actually told the team that I'm serving in terms of trying to encourage a startup mentality in an 80-year-old organization. And so that means that I have to actually give them the permission to take risk and take on new challenges, because there's no easy manual for some of these things. And where possible, we'll have sort of new experiments. And those experiments might not always turn out well, but we will learn from them and we'll pivot and try new things. And so try to have that sort of lean startup mentality. And so on a daily basis, at any given time, going through the days, it's meeting with people. Basically, my meetings are nonstop from about 9 o'clock in the morning till about 4:30 or 5 when other people go home. Then I'm actually triaging the work that I have, the emails that I have, and actually then eventually closing out the day later that evening.
So by the way, what's the size of your office's budget and how many folks do you have working for you?
So when I arrived, we had 35 government FTEs. Mm-hmm. The team had historically been about 75-80. And over retirements and attrition of personnel and just other priorities, there was no backfilling of those people that we lost. We've grown that team in the short time I've been there, which has been about 10 months. We're now more about 44, 43 FTEs with a goal of trying to do 10 more and get us to on a path of growing to a sustainable number. Because I sense that everyone was sort of fighting fires and actually not having the time to actually pay attention to long-term efforts. Contractor-wise, we've been about 250 contractors. But of course, that means we need the government FTEs to actually then sort of work with the contractors and provide government direction. We're growing the contractors. We've probably grown them to now about 300 contractors. So it's sizable, especially when you think about that the FCC, again, is only about 750 people. In terms of budget-wise, we're probably – this was a new outcome when Chairman Wheeler arrived. So Chairman Wheeler arrived as head of the FCC about a month after I arrived. And one of the things that I met with him was I talked about the state of affairs, what we had with the systems. And the good thing was he comes from venture capital. He comes from an IT background. And so he said, well, we have to have systems that actually work so we can accomplish our mission. And so the charge I've gotten from him and in true Chairman Wheeler form is with dispatch to modernize our systems as quickly as possible. And so he was able to increase our budget. And we're probably now, when you think about our overall budget, both in terms of our baseline, it's probably about $56 million. And then we actually have for chairman initiatives above baseline another $15
million. So regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are your top, say, three management challenges that you've faced and how have you sought to address them?
So the three top management challenges I have faced. One, there historically has not been an enterprise view on IT across the FCC. When I arrived, one of the fun questions I said was, where's our plans? And I got crickets. And that makes you go, oh boy, it's good to be a CIO. So what I've been trying to do is work with the 18 different bureaus and offices and say, what are your top priorities? There have been several cases where a bureau and office will come in and they'll have this immediate idea, and it's great. And I actually applaud early adopters, but I'll say, can we spend 30 days just storyboarding these ideas for you? Yeah. How do you actually intend to use this? What's the long-term longevity? How are you going to sustain it? That will also help us know when we begin to actually do the code and the data, did we actually hit the mark or did we miss it? And so we can make adjustments along the way. And so the need to actually have some sort of enterprise planning function, one of the things we actually stood up was an enterprise planning office within the office of the CIO. So we can actually work with the different stakeholders. The other challenge I faced was, again, you know, whether through time, attrition, whatever, the IT team was, one, always fighting fires because they were short-staffed, and so they weren't thinking strategically. But then, two, they had lost the ability to feel empowered. They were coming to me for things that probably they didn't need to come to them, that actually I try to encourage autonomy. And so I've taken that directly on, both in terms of modeling behaviors for the team as well as trying to bring in other people from the outside to sort of talk about the empower that I want to empower the edge. I'm a big believer that in a changing technology environment, if you try to be top-down, you're going to be out of date real quick. And so I actually try to say to the team, I say, I know I'm going to have blind spots. I know I'm not going to know everything. And so actually I applaud when people come to me and say, you might be missing this. Here might be a better way. Bring data, because the data is helpful. But sort of empowering people to make decisions and actually go forth and actually trying to reward that culture within the FCC IT team. And then the third, I guess the biggest challenge was we're just under-resourced. I mean, not just in terms of IT, the FCC as a whole. And so that's just working very closely with the chairman's office, with the other commissioners, and working with the 18 different bureaus and offices to make sure everything we do is tied to mission, just because we have so many priorities and we do have limited resources. How do we make sure that those priorities are going to the biggest bang for the mission outcome?
Great. So what surprised you most since taking this role?
I came in expecting to be surprised. I think what has surprised me the most is the sense of energy that I'm now getting in return from the team. It's actually, you know, when I initially arrived, the good news was my wife's a nurse practitioner. She works in a hospital. She works odd hours. And so I said up front, I'll probably be working some pretty odd hours for the initial 6 months just because you have to sort of to begin to move things forward, you have to put a lot of energy into overcome institutional inertia. And now at the 10-month mark, I'm actually getting energy in return from the team, and that's good. And so it really is. I mean, I think we have succeeded so far in creating a startup mentality within the legacy organization.
So, David, what is I'd like to learn a little bit more about your leadership style and management approach. You've kind of touched on it a little bit, but would you outline some of your key leadership principles and illustrate for us how perhaps you have applied these principles throughout your career?
Sure. So the first thing that I did this with the FCC as soon as I arrived. One of the first team meetings I had with the team was that there's a difference between leadership and management. Management is when we actually operate within the expectations of either our boss, our peers, or our reports. And we all have expectations put upon us, and we actually have to meet those expectations. I mean, if we always did what was not expected of us or we never met those expectations, people would begin to get really disappointed. But leadership is when you intentionally step outside of those expectations. And when you do step outside of those expectations, there's going to be friction. The art of a good leader is being able to manage that friction such that nobody burns out or nobody flames out. And so I tell the team that because I say I'm going to sometimes be a manager where I'm going to actually meet your expectations. I have to meet the expectations of Chairman Wheeler and my peers in the bureaus and offices. But there's also many times when I'm going to step outside of those expectations. And you might say, well, why is he doing that? And I'm going to helpfully try and get by and I'm going to try and explain it to you, but we're going to have to manage that. That also explains why I'm there to be their flak jacket, because I want them to be leaders too. And so there are going to be times when they're going to step outside the expectations of someone, and so there's going to be bullets flying. And I'll take them metaphorically because I think I want to encourage that, because one of the things that the nice thing is, again, with Chairman Wheeler's arrival, his favorite phrase is saying it's how we did it last year is just an excuse for not thinking. And so the same thing's true that, you know, obviously there's a lot of institutional history at FCC. We want to respect that. I'm a big believer of listening and learning the narratives. One of the things that's impressed me about the FCC is, unlike other government agencies, the average time a government employee has been at the FCC is 15 and a half years.
Wow.
Which is extremely impressive. I have people that have been there for 40 years, 50 years. I do have it's a diverse team that has been there for a long time. And so my leadership philosophy is one, you know, to reward stepping outside of expectations as long as it's measurable. And then two, I'm a big believer about empowering the edge. Mm-hmm. Again, in a constantly changing technology landscape, that if you're trying to rely on top-down or if you think you're going to know everything as CIO, you're probably buying into hubris. The space is just changing so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we've also tried to do is, where possible, reach out to non-traditional industry partners.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the ones inside of D.C. I mean, there's a lot of great ones inside of D.C. that do a great job. But we've also parachuted in individual contractors that may be from Silicon Valley, other parts of the country, and actually invited them to spend, you know, 3 or 4 days a week at the FCC. And then if they want to spend 1 or 2 days offsite, they'll fly back and forth. But just bring in those different mentalities from other parts of the country that are tackling with IT. And it's great because you can be in the middle of a meeting where we're trying to figure out how to modernize the system, and maybe you get the answer, well, it's going to take, you know, several sprints and maybe 9 to 14 months. And then somebody else says, well, actually, there's this new startup over here that's got this new technology that if we use it, we might be able to get it done in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, let's pursue it and just see if it's possible or not.
What is the FCC's information technology strategy? We will ask David Bray, Chief Information Officer with the Federal Communications Commission, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.